Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to a less chaotic life. Ever feel like you're constantly racing against someone else? Like there's this invisible scoreboard ticking away, and you're always trying to outdo the person next to you? Yeah, that comparison game can be a real soul suck. It's like we're programmed to measure our worth by what other people have, what they're doing, or how they look on Instagram. But guess what? That's a recipe for unhappiness and burnout. Today, we're diving into the power of mindfulness to break free from that comparison trap and finally focus on what truly matters. Your own journey. Let me tell you, it's not about becoming a monk living in a cave, okay? Mindfulness is just about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that constant mental chatter and really experiencing life as it unfolds. Think of it like this. When you compare yourself to others, you're basically living in someone else's highlight reel. You're missing out on your own unique story, your own strengths, and your own victories, big and small. So, how do we break free from that comparison game? First, cultivate awareness. Start paying attention to those thoughts of comparison when they creep in. Notice the feeling, acknowledge it without judgment, and gently redirect your focus back to the present moment. You know, like when you catch yourself scrolling through social media for hours, remember why you're even doing it. Are you truly connecting with people or are you just comparing yourself? It's a subtle shift but a powerful one. Second, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a minute to appreciate the good stuff in your life, your health, your loved ones, your skills, your accomplishments. You're already amazing. When you focus on what you have, comparison fades away because there's less room for envy or resentment. It's like shifting gears from negativity to positivity. Third, remember that everyone is on their own journey. What works for one person might not work for another. There's no single path to success or happiness. Comparing yourself to someone else's timeline just sets you up for disappointment. Remember, we all have different strengths, talents, and challenges. Celebrate those differences instead of seeing them as competition. Fourth, define your own success. Don't let society dictate what success looks like. What truly matters to you? Your values. Your passions. Your relationships. Once you know what you want, focus your energy on pursuing those goals, not chasing someone else's. It's about setting your own compass and navigating your life according to your own map. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. You're human, and everyone makes mistakes. When you stumble, learn from it, pick yourself up, and keep moving forward. Don't let those negative thoughts spiral out of control. Remember, you're worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Think about that last time you felt like comparing yourself to someone else, maybe a colleague who got promoted or a friend who seems to have it all together. You know that feeling? Now, how could you apply mindfulness to shift your perspective? Instead of focusing on what they have, try shifting your attention to what you are grateful for in your life. Maybe it's the support of friends and family around you, your amazing skills, or a recent accomplishment, no matter how small. Remember, comparison steals joy, gratitude breeds happiness. It's all about choosing which path leads you to a more fulfilling life. So here's the deal. Practice mindfulness, cultivate gratitude, define your own success, and be kind to yourself. Those are your keys to unlock a happier, more authentic life free from the shackles of comparison. Don't forget, you've got this. Ready to level up your focus and bring more clarity into your life? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic wisdom and let me know what resonated with you in the comments below. Until next time, keep striving for that laser focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.